Well, Haley Shum, first excited to welcome my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series, owner of Hollow Man Publishing in American May VA. Paul, how are you? And you're excited about our guest.
Always excited to see you, Gracie Lynn. She is a wonderful Christian author, and she's going to tell us all about her new tasks and workings right now.
Hi, Gracie. Welcome, how are Gracie. You? Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You got to be excited about now your second book in your series.
Yeah.
Releasing on April 3rd. Tell us how excited you are.
I'm very excited because this book is a book that is basically how to set appropriate boundaries in dating. I mean, both of the books in the series are about boundaries, and healthy boundaries is very essential to protecting your heart.
It's totally. And we talked about this on the last episode. The whole fact of the matter is that people are getting into relationships without really figuring out things.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so many people cross the line into intimacy without doing any of the foundational work that you should do before you get into an intimate relationship. And then if it doesn't work out, you have heartbreak because you have opened your heart up to intimacy without foundational work being done.
All right, let's kind of talk a little bit about the dating process of writing the book and how your first book, you kind of were sharing the bads of dating. And now you're sharing the strategies in dating, right?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. This book, it's more just working through different things. And I actually, even sometimes it's teaching how to handle situations that may be conflict. Like one of the posts I was reading yesterday was about a guy that I had feelings for, and then he went off to New Mexico, and he was in New Mexico. He could have connected with one of his past girlfriends. And I'm like, you know, at that point, you can either go crazy and psycho on them, or you can just kind of step back and say, well, if he has still his feelings for her, then why don't I encourage him to explore that more? Because I don't want him unless he's fully invested in this relationship.
No, I think so. I really think you're right, because if it's not fully invested, find someone else. And that's why you read this book.
Yeah, exactly. So there's different strategies I have, but when I do a strategy, when I do things, I'm not like a self-help book. I don't bullet point different things. I tell stories. And so people can pull what they want to from the story. Either they can say, well, that story does not apply to me, but maybe it applies to somebody else, or that story really hits home to what I'm going through right now, what I have gone through. And one of the reviews on the first book that I released in the series said that the person could really relate to the stories I had told. So it's relatable to a lot of people, not only people that are adults, but also kids or teenagers, because we need to start young with teaching our kids how to have healthy boundaries in relationships.
So much, because the healthy relationship and boundary. So kind of the summary of the book is what the ins and outs of what's in the second book is mistakes you made, strategies that you were trying to implement in each chapter, and then really moving forward to know how you are looking to date now.
Yeah, exactly. And two and the other things too, because I'm a Christian, because I have a really great relationship with God. I mean, the last devotional in the book, the last posting in the book was about my day-to-day with God. And it really kind of left you with the sense that, I mean, I don't really date humans anymore. I kind of date God. And so that really, and just the resonance of that, how special my times with him have been. I mean, I'm open to dating somebody. It's just nobody's crossed my path I'm really interested in right now. But I'm open to dating, but in the meantime, I'm really sinking into the tenderness and the love that I have from God. And that is so rewarding and so much better than some of the relationships I've had in the past that have been fraught with like anger issues from the man and some abusive tendencies, stuff like that. So I really think that, you know, they say, you know, Jesus Christ is going to be our eternal husband or whatever. My goal right now is to make sure I know him better than any man. So I can be his wife eventually, you know, that's way down the line. But, you know, That's what the Bible says, at least.
All right, Gracie. Now, thinking about what your next move is in dating, what is your next move? No more online dating, right?
No more online dating. My next move, truly, and it's a hard move to make. My next move is trying to develop a character that would be glorifying to Christ, and in doing so, becoming the perfect wife for man. And I'm like, if I'm going to be impressing Christ, you know that I'm going to knock the socks off of any man. But I'm not even real. I don't go out to bars. I do a little bit of singles mixers with my old church. In my new church that I go to right now, there's hardly any guys my own age. So I'm really focusing on developing my writing career and developing my reach for God, so that when I do have a man coming into my life, I will actually have the time to invest in that relationship, because right now I'm totally invested in my career.
What red flags should you look out for in dating? What do you think are the ones? Oh,
man, anger. Anger is the main thing. How a person processes frustration, how a person processes diminished expectations, how they process and how they process maybe being ignored. If they can process that and come across as still being a class act instead of a complete, I dated an emotional basket case for like 15 years on and off. And and he won't let go. He still wants me back. It's because the thing that I learned is that I had developed survival mechanisms as a child. And those mechanisms seemed to attract men that were the negatives of my parents. My parents had a lot of positive, but they were the negatives of my parents. So I learned how to survive in that mode. But I don't want to survive in my adult years. I want to thrive. And anger and rage and all those kind of things are one of the things I would say to avoid, because even in the Bible it says, do not become the friend of an angry man, because then you might become like them.
And that's hard, the anger. Interesting about anger. So, and that doesn't show up the first two dates. So that's where you got to be careful.
No, you got to really be careful. I would be careful too about the narcissism, the love bombing, all the things that people do to trap you because of like material possessions that they buy for you. I mean, not to say that it's not nice to have gifts. It's very nice to have gifts, but making sure that they're not using that as a way to control you.
I think that you have to figure out, do they have something that there's their own? When you're dating in your 50s and 60s, a lot of times some people are just looking for just settling down or fun, but they ultimately, do they really have a plan?
Yeah.
In their next level of years.
Yeah.
Do they have a plan? Do they want, like a lot of people want to retire early. The problem retiring early is you're not going to be able to survive. And it's going to be a long process. How are you going to spend the next quarter of a century or two quarters of a century with that person? And how are you going to see, are they willing to grow? A lot of people aren't willing to grow anymore. They're ready to be stuck in their ways. And that's probably the biggest challenge in dating.
Yeah.
How's that person going to grow? How's that person? And then a lot of people have finally figured themselves out. Has that other person figured themselves out?
Yeah, that's
true. Are they still working through everything? And are they seeing the person that they need to become?
I think it's real important. I think everything you're saying is so, so correct. But the thing too is that a lot of people my age, the guys, even the guys that go to church, this has happened from guys I know that are Christian to guys I know that are atheists. They want to have a sexual relationship, but they don't want to have a marriage. So when I meet somebody like that, I might really have an attraction for them. In fact, I was immensely attracted to an atheist who was just a precious man, Harvard educated doctor.
Right.
Really great guy. But he had different goals for the relationship. And we were very, very honest from the start about what our goals were for the relationship. And so I didn't allow it to linger too long because I know we were not compatible. But I think have your goals, set them down in stone and say, hey, this is what I want. I know Christian guys I've heard have dated women for 6 years and they did not want to get married. So finally, the woman walked away from the relationship, even though they were very compatible, because the guy didn't want to get married. He just wanted to be a sexual partner. So you have to know, you have to be honest, like right up front. What are you looking for in this relationship?
They won't be. That's the problem. They won't be honest. All right. So Gracie, pre-sale of your book, name the book, April 3rd. Where can people find it on Amazon? Say it.
Amazon. They can find it definitely on Amazon. Go to Amazon first. That's what I'd say. Go to Amazon first.
Name the book again.
Just One, The Dating Dilemma, book number 2. This is the second book in the series. And the whole series is so far is about dating. How to protect your heart, basically. It's how to date without breaking your heart.
Well, thank you, Gracie. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that's special. That was the you're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.